Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taken his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy men servants, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's in thy neighbor's. Let us now pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We adore you and we magnify you, that you are always with us, with your promises and the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives have come from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of the flesh, your bad stewardship, and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with a clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. We pray, Lord, for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and your plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for each wife, for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you and continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so preaching and what giving what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them. by submitting to our superiors and working diligently in order to please you, O God. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless, and wisdom and solutions to those in trials. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the market, in our working places, to be safe. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and lead by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives, to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, America, Armenia, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God, that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people on those countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow their rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places. For your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors, O Lord, to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness. In Jesus' name, Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick and to evangelize and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the joy, love, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the message and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see in us. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is no one else like you. For you are Yes, O Lord Jesus, you deserve all the glory, all the honor and adoration. We come to you this day, O Lord God, in one accord, worshiping your holy name. May our worship to you would be an acceptable offering in thy holy throne. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise him.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Let's stop praising his name, I guess. Let's stop praising his name, I guess. Let's stop praising his name,
God is great, and his praise
O Lord, we desire to live for the glory of your name alone. May our lives will continually be a testimony for others that we are your children, O Lord. Thank you, O God. Thank you. And we ask the Lord that you will continue to put the peace in our hearts, the peace that passes all understanding. And others will know that you have given us that peace.
Father above, drawing the sun.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank you, Lord God, for that peace that passeth all understanding that you have placed in our hearts. As we continue to worship you and honor you, O God, let your words continue to speak in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and press fruit unto God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bringing all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we honor and thank you for everything you bless us, and as we give what is due for you, bless the works of our hands that open the floodgates of heaven, O God, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, O God. Let your blessing will continue to flow with wisdom, gladness, and joy, for we continue to testify to others that your word and promises is true once they obey the command of your word. Lord, use this money, O God, make it multiply to reach the lost and spread your gospel to teach all people how to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 48, The Parable of the Unjust Steward. God's Calling Requirements, Part 48, The Parable of the Unjust Steward. Open your Bibles in Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13, King James Version. Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I heard this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy deal, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is less is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the less is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, we come before you today with a humble heart. Lord God, help us to understand the deep truth in this story. Lord, guide us and transform us to be a faithful steward, worthy of hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. In this parable of the unjust steward, we can learn good things about how to manage our material possessions and how to aspire for eternal life.
Luke chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Luke chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I heard this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. The steward was working under a rich man who gave him material things to manage. There will be material things given to us, and we are called to manage them in a proper manner. Therefore, we need to be aware of the following facts. Letter A. The material things that we receive and abuse will be the instruments that will be used against us to teach us a lesson. Letter B. There will be always a time when we will be called to give an account. God may not allow judgment of sin for a certain time, but sooner or later he will expose the sin that we are doing against his will and expects us to give account. Letter C. There will be always a system that God provides to scrutinize our lifestyle and deal with our shortcomings, a system that can deprive us of our privileges and the amenities. Letter D. The sin of the steward was wasting the goods of his master. Wastage and abuse of resources is a sin, and God would judge us based on that. Letter E. We should know that all of what we have is not ours, but God's. He gave them to us to manage them. They are not ours, but his. Therefore, wasting resources is wasting what belongs to God. Therefore, when we waste, we are hampering the system of God. Letter F. We should know that all what we have is not ours, but the people's. God gave them to us in order to pass them to others. Therefore, when we waste, we are depriving others of what is due to them along their rights. Verse 2, Luke chapter 16, verse 2. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. The steward was cornered and faced with his sin. God always does expose sins, not to put people to shame, but to give them a chance for repentance. We need to take it positively when God causes a disturbance in our lives and exposes our sin. His purpose is our salvation and not our destruction. Therefore, let us take this opportunity to repent and turn away from our sin and turn to God. Let us also note that when the steward was confronted by the rich man for his sin, he was told, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Luke 16:2. So he was given a chance to continue in his office if he chose to repent. The judgment of God will be set forth, and it will come true if we don't turn away from our sinful attitude. Verse 3, Luke 16:3. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. The steward, through his thoughts, revealed more sins that he was guilty of in his life. He was lazy and not willing to work hard, as he said, I cannot dig, Luke 16:3. And he had pride and lacked humility, as he said, to beg, I am ashamed, Luke 16:3. The steward's thought showed that he had no repentance and had tactics to cover up his sin further and to reveal. Verse 4, Luke 16:4. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. We need to understand that our thoughts are unspoken words. We speak to God. Our thoughts, which the devil cannot decipher, and others around us cannot discover, are read and interpreted by God, who is the reader of our thoughts. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the hearts. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Also, we need to know those wrong thoughts will invite temptation that will misdirect us to take certain decisions that will result in sin. The steward resolved to build up the friendship with the people in a wrong, compromising way. Those people who were in debt to his master received advice from him on how to escape from paying a portion of their debt by rewriting the document. He did this in order to gain their favor so that they would receive him into their houses when he lost his job. His heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That is how some people behave when their sins are exposed. Verse 5, 6, and 7, Luke chapter 16, verses 5, 6, and 7. So he called every one of his lord debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. When the unjust steward was informed that he would lose his position if he didn't repent, he manipulated the situation to win the favor of his friends, to ensure his job's stability in the future. But that is unjust, and injustice is another sin that we will be responsible for if we use corrupt ways in dealing with the transaction of our lives. The focus of that unjust steward was worldly gain, and he abused the resources that were entrusted under his care to secure his future. Luke chapter 16, verse 8. Luke 16, 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Sarcastically, the Lord commended the unjust steward for his smartness in achieving his ungodly target in a devilish, earthly, and unspiritual way with the wisdom of this world. The time sin is exposed, it will show the true nature of that person. Either people will repent or become worse. The steward of this parable chose the latter. Luke 16:8, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The children of this world, like the steward, opt for the worldly treasures over the heavenly eternal treasure. We may find them wiser and financially sound and well versed in cheating, lying, and manipulation, and are eager to grab opportunities to gain better possessions and accumulate treasures of this world. They will have their reward on earth, but in hell they will receive what is due to them. In contrast, we, the children of light, should not follow their ways, because our focus is towards heaven. We are recommended to use the material that is given to us in a godly way to promote the ministries of God. We might be laughed at and ridiculed by people because of our unwillingness to comply with the standard of the world, to do evil and promote corruption, but we need to bear that because our reward is in heaven. Luke 16:9. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Jesus wants us to use the resources given to us in a godly way and according to the scriptures to please God and to do his will to secure eternity with God. We are called to maintain the friendship with Jesus and keep managing our resources as he expects of us, for then he will reward us abundantly. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in the least is less, is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Events in life are quizzes that God uses as a checklist to read our thoughts and view our conduct. He will recompense us accordingly, whether we are at home, in the office, at the market, or somewhere else. We will be tested and watched carefully for how we respond to situations, and our faithfulness will be measured based on that, and our future events will be programmed accordingly. Faithfulness in small things will build God's trust in us, while unjust conduct will deprive us of God's blessings. Luke 16:11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Now, if we will abuse the resources given to us and direct them only towards our selfish gain, then God will not entrust us with true celestial riches. The unrighteous mammon is the corruption that is around us. God watches how we respond to the process of corruption. If we go along with the trend of this world, then God will not entrust us with eternal riches and even eternal life. Material blessings come from God, and he gives them to us to use them wisely. He monitors, examines, and scrutinizes how we use them. Material blessings are not ours, but God's. He gives them to us to test us and to find out if we are faithful in using them. If we pass the test, then God will reward us with blessings that are our own, and they will be everlasting. But if we fail God and start to abuse our resources to nourish our flesh, selfish ambition, and worldly plans, then God would not bestow on us everlasting blessings. Luke 16:12. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Our material possessions and the way we manage them will determine our next move in life and our final destination. We need to choose God and do properly with what he has entrusted to us, for they are his. They are not only for us, but for others, even to those of the next generation. My dear and beloved, in the light of the word of God that we receive in this message, start to examine yourself and see if there are unfaithfulness inside you toward the trust that God had given to you, in how you are using the material things that God had given to glorify Him and made for yourself treasures in heaven, or you are involved in the corruption of this world. If you are involved in a sinful and corruptible ways, then come to God in repentance, renouncing your pride, cheating, stealing, taking advantage, bribing, and renounce your evil manipulation in order to hide your sins and wrongdoings. Be humble, respond to the teaching, and be willing to correct your life and be corrected, so God shall have mercy on you and restore you back to serve Him, and so your place in heaven will be kept. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly your ways and your will. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments that I receive in this message. Come now to God and confess and renounce all your sins and commit yourself to serve Him. Confess and renounce telling lies, deceiving, cheating, stealing, abusing, taking advantage, bribing, your love for money and material things. Confess and renounce your flatteries, compromises, corruption, and injustice. Confess and renounce that you are doing your own will and plans and not the will of God and His plan in your life. Confess and renounce your worldliness and your unfaithfulness. Confess and renounce your lack of reading God's word and life of prayers. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers, with friends, and in bondage with the media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, wasting your resources, lack of tithing and giving to God, your laziness, your complacency, your bad example, and your non-willingness to serve God and suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the message that I received today, to be good and faithful servant, grateful to you, and start to serve you, and be good steward for what you entrusted into my hand. Lord, I commit myself to use what you give for you and for others, and to do that in accordance to your will. Lord, I commit myself to live according to your will and the good plan that you have for me. Lord, I commit myself to be a fruitful and productive person in your kingdom. Uphold me with your grace and provide for me to continue to serve you. Spirit. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who had repented and committed their lives to live for you and to serve you. Lord, I pray that you will give them another opportunity to serve you.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for them to be completely changed and transformed so they can be fruitful and effective in what entrusted to them from resources. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and give them good health and strength to accomplish their ministry and the assignments that you entrusted to them. Lord, I pray for us as a church of God that we will continue to be faithful to you, serving you wholeheartedly and using all resources fruitfully and making the most of all the opportunities. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to teach your people to be good stewards and direct them according to your word, will, and your plans for them. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more Bible studies to be planted and more workers to be trained. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts so that we will continue to serve you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Every day, just